Zimbabwe will head to the polls by August and political jostling has already begun. Linda Masarira is the president of the opposition Labour Economist and African Democrats Party. She says it is unlikely that there will be any increase of female representation in politics because men dominate decision-making posts in most of the political parties.
Most of the mainstream political parties are led by men. Hardly have any women in the presidium. Then when we come to the women-led parties, we're trying to emancipate women participation in politics and empower women to participate in politics. We are labeled all sorts of names, denigrated, put in certain corners, painted black, so that we do not succeed in the emancipation of women participation in politics.
Stembi Sonyoni is the Women Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister. She says women can help each other succeed.
We need to help each other as women to come up with the programs that will give confidence to women to stand as political leaders. But for me, it's not only the political sphere. It's in every sphere of life. The women must be there. We can't have the world being run by half of our gender.
While a lot of gender activists suggest patriarchy and lack of resources as key barriers for women, Tendai Moyo, who is running as an independent in a local authority race, says women have much of the responsibility for the problem.
The problem is with us female voters. We have more women voters than male voters, but we do not support each other. We just need to learn to support each other and ensure we occupy the decision-making positions.
After the 2018 election, a Zimbabwe Electoral Commission survey showed that women made up just 15% of the candidates for House of Assembly seats and 17% of the candidates for the local authority elections. The electoral body noted in the report that, despite constitutional provisions aiming to promote gender equality, the number of women who contest and eventually win in elections remains low. For VOA, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.